I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 12.
Arising people, take your stand, cast out your idols from the land. Above all doctrine, form or creed, is found the truth that meets your need. Christ's promise, and they that believe his works shall do.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is steadfastness with joy. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for this wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God. Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, O sleeper, arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, we perish not. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Mark, Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude followed him. And he said unto them, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all the herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may look under its shadow. Matthew, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. 1 Corinthians, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 2 Corinthians, for by faith ye stand. And Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Like our nation, Christian Science has its Declaration of Independence. If we are sensible with the body and regard omnipotence as a corporeal, material person, whose ear we would gain, we are not absent from the body and present with the Lord in the demonstration of spirit. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. Suffering, sinning, dying beliefs are unreal. When divine science is universally understood, they will have no power over man, for man is immortal and lives by divine authority. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and his idea. Allow nothing unlike his likeness to abide in your thought. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God.
For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power. Thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever.